know, to do what he's done in the last 2 years with his team is, you know, it's a big accomplishment.
That's crazy.
But this is a win-now league. The patience in this league is low, but, I mean, I think it's definitely unwarranted what those reports are saying. And as a player under him, I know my teammates feel the same way. We don't want change. We wanted to say the same and just keep winning these games in the playoffs.
So we're facing an 18-point deficit though in the second half on the road, and we've done it like 60 years.
Really?
Yeah.
We got to thank God for that, because that's favor right there. And we're a very gritty, resilient team. We grind out ugly wins, but a W is a W at the end of the day. First playoff win, I think, since 03 here. So guys are bought in. We're getting hot at the right time. And we got to stay humble, stay hungry, and show up to play next week.
Did you put some people on notice maybe with this win? What you can do? As a team?
I don't care. We know who we are. That's all that matters. So, we just got to keep believing in ourselves.
Derek, things seemed to change for them offensively when Sip took out Kelce. You never like to see a player go out, but it seemed like it slowed them down a little bit, and you guys were able to kind of take advantage of that.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, man. You never want to see a guy get hurt, especially with a head injury like that. So we just pray that he's okay. But he's a big part of the offense. So to lose a key playmaker like that definitely limited them.
How's it feel? First playoff game, first playoff win.
It feels great. All glory goes to God. We're just very thankful to be in this position, and we're not done yet.